You are listening. Emma, is this on? Yeah. Hi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm your host, Eri, and I'm here with
Juanchi.
It's not. It's gonna. Oh, you can't hear. Here, give me.
Whatever. Don't worry. Don't worry.
It's here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope everyone's having a good day so far. It's a beautiful day here. It's nice and warm. It was cloudy this morning, but now it's nice. It's pretty warm.
It is warm. I am wearing a light jacket.
Oh. That should be like the weather report.
I am wearing a light jacket if anyone's interested. Where's the Monsters, Inc. Background music?
Oh, I apologize. Let me...
It's okay. I'll entertain the crowd meanwhile.
Let me get it.
So it is currently Wednesday. It's 1 p.m. It's a beautiful day. Light traffic. We're going to be playing some cool songs. We found some new artists recently. Some of them we already knew from before. There we go. I've been listening to a lot of Pixar music lately. Especially this morning. I was listening to some... Michael Giacchino, who is the dude that I think wrote this one.
No, this is Randy Newman.
Oh, this is Randy Newman. Well, Michael Giacchino also did all of WALL-E. WALL-E has a fire soundtrack.
Okay, I'll listen to it. The other day I was listening to the Lilo and Stitch Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
You gotta put that one. It is such a good song.
I was driving back from New York with my brother, and we were, you know, it's a 2.5 hour drive. You run out of music to listen to. We went through reggaeton, we went through rap, I tried to put some like indie rock, didn't work out. He was not happy with it. Mm-hmm. He does like one The Stroke song, but that's it.
One Stroke song? Which one, Last Night?
Someday, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah, but you know, we went through it all and then I was like, you know what? Life is a highway.
But that's not...
What? It's a car song.
Oh, you're going to put it... Wait, the song or...
The song.
Or are you saying life is a highway?
Both. No, I put the song, life is a highway.
And?
It's great.
I know. I've been telling you this for a while.
No, but it like, and then I put some Lilo and Stitch, and it was like, it was a vibe. He was happy. I actually got complimented on my DJing skills for that.
Damn.
Whole
ride. Is that a first?
Which is
from your family?
Well, no. I'm known by my family as DJ Eri.
Oh.
Con todos los hits.
Con todos
los
hits.
With all of the hits. For those of you that don't know.
Spanish, but you should by now after like what 4 semesters of the show. Buenas vibras.
Buenas vibras.
Spanish music.
Yes, we actually have a Spanish song today, which I play, I feel like, every other show.
What's it called?
Sos todo lo que está.
Oh, yeah. Argentine band, by the way, just saying.
Argentine band. They're all Argentine bands, aren't they? Oh, we're running the song. Should I just repeat it? Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else to say?
No, I think that's all. So, yeah. That was Birds by Coldplay from their album A Head Full of Dreams, which I think is one of their best albums. I feel like Coldplay goes, like, in waves. Like, they have an amazing album, and then they're kind of, like, get experimental, and then it's not as good. Oh, no. It's playing a weird song.
It's not as popular.
It's not as popular, but, like, so they came out with, like, A Head Full of Dreams after Ghost Stories. Year after. Wait, that was fast.
Ghost Stories isn't bad.
Ghost Stories isn't bad, but it's kind of boring.
Well, it's called Ghost Stories.
I only like really like 2 of the songs.
Magic?
On that album. No, Ink.
Mm.
That song's really good. I feel like they go in waves. And then they came out with Music of the Spheres recently, which I didn't really like.
I don't know these new albums.
Yeah. Well, it's the one
What's
where they
favorite?
Have the BTS song.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite? I think my favorite is Parachutes. But it's of also like it's a very like similar vibe throughout the whole album.
Yeah, but that's fine.
But it's so good.
It's okay to be like, that's why it's an album.
I know, but I think...
I love that one.
Yeah, that album is amazing. I do love A Head Full of Dreams. It's very fun. And then obviously, Viva La Vida is also amazing.
And what's the second one?
A Rush of Blood to the
Head. That one's really good.
That one's really good also. It has, so many good songs. Ah, Coldplay's amazing. Okay, moving on. Up next is a song, I don't know how I discovered it, but it's by Tommy Newport.
Hmm.
It's called Movie Screen.
Wait.
It's very good. So yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Goodbye.
You down. I'll see you on the other side. Why would you do me like that? 'Cause mama told me keep it real. I can do anything.
Okay, we are back. So you just heard Movie Screen by Tommy Newport. Calling You Back by The Marías. And that was Sosto Lo Que Está Bien by Silvestre y La Naranja. Which Juanchi's going to tell us a bit about. No?
Yeah. So, apparently they started off as a... These guys have been around since 2011, which is crazy. This song, which is the most famous one, 2019.
18 million streams.
It's crazy. Also, December 1st, 2019. So pretty much 2020. Whoa, right before COVID. Or like as COVID was starting. Anyway, they started off as a blues band.
I feel like I can kind of hear that in their music.
Can you?
I can hear it.
How? It's like the most indie thing.
It has a blues sensibility. Oh. Bless.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. I mean, I don't know how I found this song, but then I sent it to Juanchi, and I was like, Juanchi, because we send music to each other all the time. I was like, listen to this song, it's amazing. And he goes, I know. I've known it for like 2 years. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought I discovered something new. I did not.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
I don't know, for 2 years. I don't think I've known this song for 2 years.
Okay, well, like how you acted, you're like, oh, this is a classic of like Argentinian indie music.
I feel like it's one of the most famous, like, Argentinian. It's such a niche.
So niche. We're a niche radio station. If the listeners of Medford haven't noticed, this is quite a niche station.
It is.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I'll put it on and like the weirdest thing will be on. Like, no wonder there's no listeners. It's like the most random music.
Oh, WMFO?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool though.
it's cool, but sometimes freeform. It's too freeform at times. It's just like people screaming into the microphone.
Wait, what? Like, what?
Well, sometimes.
Singing.
So singing over the songs? Crazy.
Who does that?
Who dare? Over an entire song. Like yesterday, I was just listening, like around this time. Oh, you also, listened
yesterday?
And there was just like these two guys just singing over the entire song. It's like one of my favorite songs. It's the one from like The Parent Trap. Isn't it in The Parent Trap?
Love? L-O-V. Yeah. That's from The Parent Trap?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Or some sort of one of those movies.
But it was a Valentine's Day thing.
Okay, yeah.
They were dedicating the song to everyone.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Happy belated Valentine's Day to everybody.
To everyone. The lovers and non-lovers.
Yes. We'll leave you with that. Up next is a song I actually discovered like 2 days ago. It's called Cough Drops by Almost Monday. You know it's extremely indie because both the song name and the band name are in lowercase.
Exactly.
Yay.
And you can barely see, you can barely understand what's going on in the album cover.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we're going to listen to now. Enjoy.
Woo.
Cough Drops. Sticky fingers, late starts, your perfume lingers from last night. The feelings burned in my brain. Come on, I know you feel the same.
I fell in love with an idea. I fell in love with an illusion of you. I fell in love with an attachment. I didn't know how to let go. Melodramatic dramatization. It has really no relation to the truth. It was part of my equation. Now there's fell in love with an idea. Fell in love with an illusion. No, you fell in love with an attachment. I didn't know how to let go. Melodramatic dramatization. And then there's really no relation. Then it was part of my equation. And now I know my bunch of numbers for you. I fell in love with an idea. I fell in love with an illusion. Oh, you fell in love with an attachment. I didn't know how to let go of you. Melodramatic dramatization. And then I turned into a relation to the truth. And it was part of my equation. Now there's no more bunch of numbers for you.
Didn't get up till the afternoon. Our plans fell through, and now you're calling me out. Guess I should have set the alarm a little earlier. Cause now you call me up. Alright, I'm not enough. Alright, I fucked it up. Alright, I'm such a slut.
While if you
sideways and enthusiastically.
Hello again. So that was Cough Drops by Almost Monday. Toca la Guitarra by Professor Caveman, which is the best name ever. Are they a band or one person?
I think it's one dude, and he changed his name.
What was it before?
No, like...
Oh.
Like, he made a new account.
Like, his name is not Professor Caveman?
Like
his given name?
Shut up. No, his artist. He
rebranded.
He, like, made a new Spotify account, and now he's called... Chico Romano.
It looks like he got...
It's way more indie.
It looks like he got, like, his child to do the album art.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he has... His latest release, his EP, is called Chico Romano.
Yeah. And if you go to Spotify... No, if you go to Spotify and look up Chico Romano...
It doesn't... Oh, this comes up?
It's a new dude. It's a new dude. It's another one. But it's the same dude. It's just, like, rebranded.
Okay.
Much more indie. This is more, like... Way cooler, I think.
Wait, but it's... No.
If you're listening to us, Chico Romano, you should go back to your Caveman EP thing, because it was really
Professor
cool.
Caveman doesn't really make sense. It says the band is now called Chico Romano.
Yeah.
Go follow the page for more Professor Caveman type music. Started by Rob Romano in 2014 with the help of his friend Louis R. Dean and Mike Madden.
Yeah.
It was brought to life in the dingy basements of New Brunswick. Quickly building hype with DIY shows, they need to fix their grammar. That's what they need. They released an EP entitled Grape. These are simple people.
Simple people. Simple words, simple names, simple drawings. But not simple music.
No, they switch up the language.
Amazing music, yeah. Great.
Very, very good. We recommend, I guess, Chico Romano, not Professor Caveman. I don't know.
No. Professor Caveman.
Oh, no, they switched to Chico Romano.
Exactly, but if you go to the Chico Romano website...
whatever. Yeah, okay.
It's different music.
Yes. Okay.
And it's not good.
So Professor Caveman, everybody. Why don't you, we're twinning.
Oh, we are. Damn.
And look at my socks.
There's little dinosaurs in her socks. We are twinning with our shoes that literally half of the school has.
Yeah, but I had them first.
Yeah, okay.
And then Juanchi bought them.
That is true, but I didn't know. Doesn't matter. What's the last song that you played? Because you didn't say it.
Oh.
You can't swear.
I can't. Oh my god, that song was very explicit.
It's called Piece of Shit by Wet Leg.
That's what it's called. I wasn't supposed to play it, but it's fine. But it's good. Everyone listen to Wet Leg. They're amazing. I think Juanchi should play Wet Leg. Wet Dream for his Senior Bar Night playlist.
Maybe.
If you're a senior at Tufts, buy tickets to Senior Bar Night.
Yeah. 23rd, and if you're not a senior too, why not?
I don't think that's allowed, but
I don't know.
But it's country themed. It's hosted by the best party hosts,
Funk House. Yeah,
but we love anyone who hosts Senior Bar Night. No shade to anyone. No, all Senior Bar Nights are great. There's no one better than the other.
Unless you're Funk House, that's better.
Unless you have live music, but nah, it's okay. Yeah, so Juanchi, our very own Juanchi, will be playing at Senior Bar Night next Thursday.
Yes. Great show.
Great, it's going to be great. Lots of Tufts bands, Plum Island, Emperor Jones.
And Chrissy D and the Pussycats.
And then some Tufts DJs as well, so yeah.
Dan Coro. Mangoes.
I feel bad for anyone who's not a senior at Tufts, because this is the event of the year.
Speaking of promotions... We got to do our PSA.
Oh.
But we'll do that later.
Yeah? Okay. We'll do that later. Yeah, we do have to pick it. If anyone... Oh, we don't have Michelle here to do the PSA today. Yeah.
Damn it, I guess we can't do it.
No PSA, JK. We'll do it in a bit. We have to pick it. We're going to pick a good one. Yay. Okay, up next is Follow the Sound by the Backseat Lovers from their new album, Waiting
Backseat
to Spill.
Lovers. I've never heard of them.
What a surprise. Who are these people? What else would I play on this show? And then Florence and the Machine. So it's the dream team. What else would we play on this
classic
show?
Buenas Vibras.
The classic Buenas Vibras. Our music playlist. Yes. So enjoy two of the greatest artists of our time.
Okay.
JK, they're just amazing. But yeah, just... Enjoy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take 100. Last take.
Martha's in the hall. Lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another kiss is all it takes. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep. Your throat is tight, you can't breathe. Another kiss is all you need. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff. Oh, yeah. It's closer.
to the truth to say you can't get enough. You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. See the signs, but you can't read. You're running at a different speed. Your heart beats double time. Another kiss and you'll be mine. No untracked mind. You can't be sad, cause baby your love is all you crave. If there's some love there for you, and you don't mind if you do. Oh, you don't like to think that you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
I woke up to an empty bed. I took a walk to clear my head. I wished you were there instead, but then I shook it off. Oh, what the hell did I used to do? I'm even starting to speak like you. And now you're living in my memory, living in my mouth, living in the four fucking walls of my house. I feel like a letdown to not be your friend now. I feel like a letdown, and now you're gone, gone, gone. I know I did it to myself. I know I did it to myself. I know I did it to myself. I know I. Oh, I know I did it to myself. I know I did it to myself. I know I did it to myself. I know I. Your personality split in two. I fell in love with the half of you. And when you told me what you went through, I couldn't brush it off.
Brush it off, brush it off, brush it off.
I wonder what are you doing now? Defeats the point of shutting you out. And now my part of London feels so haunted. You gave me a power that I never even wanted. You said I feel like a letdown to not be your friend. I did it.
Answer honestly, and I went with option B. I lost you and you lost me. I can't shake it off.
And now, a PSA from your safety-minded friends at WMFO.
It is that time of the show.
It is that time of the show. There's something very dangerous in your home.
What is it?
It could be hiding in your closet.
No.
Or waiting in the basement.
The basement?
It's not sharp. Or toxic.
Then...
Or flammable.
What?
Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
No.
Yes.
No way.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
A ladder.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
How many?
150,000. That's a lot of people. Just last in 1 year.
Bam.
Directly from the ladder into the trauma center.
That is 150,000 too many.
Way too many. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Man, really makes you think, right?
Careful with your ladders, everyone.
I have ladders all over my house.
They may come and attack you.
Well, I don't know if that's what that said, but yeah, maybe. Maybe too.
Maybe. Ladders, they're dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah, makes you think. Okay. Well,
Maybe that's where the whole walking under a ladder bad luck comes from. Because it helps.
Because
it takes people to the trauma center.
Maybe someone will fall on you.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, so that was Follow the Sound by the Backseat Lovers. Then Addicted to Love by Florence and the Machine. And Did It to Myself by Orla Gartland.
Amazing songs.
Amazing songs.
We got 10 minutes left of the show with three, no, how many songs?
Probably like
two and a half songs.
Two and a half songs.
But bear with me. These are great songs.
These are great songs. This next one will bring people back to...
The good old days.
The good old days of 1990.
Just imagine yourself. It's summer, 1990. Medford, Massachusetts. It's warm outside. You're sipping. You're with your sunglasses in the lake. You're sipping orange juice. Maybe with alcohol, maybe not. It does not matter. It's refreshing. That's all that matters.
And you're listening to this beautiful song.
It's a hit. It just came out. Soon to be in like every single 90s movie.
Yes.
And yeah, no worrying about internet.
No.
Cell phones. You're just enjoying the moment. Go, Evie.
Exactly.
Bring us back to that beautiful moment that we all lived.
I'm excited to go back to that moment that I definitely was there for.
This is There She Goes by the
Laws.
Laws.
Enjoy. Time machine. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you feel yourself?
We're back get to transported 2023.
Back to 1990. Did you feel it?
I think I did.
I did as well.
With both songs.
Both songs. Well, the second one is a little bit more.
When?
Tired. Oh, 2009.
2009?
So we went from 1990 to 2009, and now we're back. We're back.
Wow.
And for the next one, our final song, we're going to jump to 2014.
What back to the future. Time. 2014. When 2014?
I don't think it says the month.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's when I moved to the
United
States.
September 15th, 2014.
No way.
That's when...
I had just moved here.
Well, maybe it'll bring you back
to 2 months after.
You're coming to America.
Maybe. You should put it now because it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm Evi.
And I'm Juanchi.
Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week.
Go outside.
Go outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Take a walk.
Yes.
While listening to...
Are you studying?
The next show.
Wait until it gets dark and then start studying.
Do it after. It'll be dark in like an hour.
No, not anymore. But well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song is Homesick by Catfish and the Bottlemen, which came out September 15, 2014.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I like this. Thank you so much for listening.
See
Have
you
a
next
great
week.
Day. See you next week. Goodbye.
We love you. Bye.
This has been Buenas Vibras Hour. Goodbye.
Happy Valentine's.
Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day. All the things. Enjoy.
I got misled, mistook, discard anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you up drunk, but I got some lies to tell. She hates her work but loves to flirt. It's a shame she don't work with me. And she gets uptight, don't like when I'm gone, but she won't let on to me.